Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and in August 2019, we heard the story of April Ballantyne. She shared about when he's jealous and he's got a gun. And this powerful story became one of the top five listened to programs that we did in 2019. And in the 2.5 years since we aired that program, God has been doing some amazing things in April's life. And man, we want to give you an update on this really incredible story of hope. April, thanks for being back with us again today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Greg. Honor.
Well, we're honored to have you back. You encouraged so many of our listeners when we had you on 2.5 years ago. In fact, I was sharing with you, and we talked a few days ago, that a gentleman actually brought that up. I was meeting with him. He said, you know, one of your programs that spoke to me the most. And I said, what's that? He said, when you had April on. And so you blessed a lot of people then, and I know you're going to bless them today. But for those who missed that program back in 2019, that can you just share with our listeners about what happened on that life-changing day in August 2013, when not only did your life change, unfortunately, it almost ended?
Yes, absolutely. I was actually hunted down and shot 5 times. He actually stood over me and released all the bullets. And, you know, I never heard the gun go off. I never felt the bullets go in. I never felt any pain from that moment. God basically shielded me from the harm. However, with all of that, I did flatline 3 times, and they had to give me blood 3 different times. And they said I was fighting, trying to get up off the table. But I do recall waking up when I was on the floor, and there was a white sheet over me. And 3 times I said, I got to get up. I got to get up. I got to get up. And someone said, no, April, just lay still. Just don't move. Lay here. And next thing I knew, I heard sirens, and I said, I can't breathe. And that's when I faded out, and I didn't wake up till the next day. But no surgery, no organ damage.
Wow. Well, that's just amazing, a miracle in itself, that you survived 5 gunshots at close range. So then you're at UK. Talk a little bit about what happened next.
Yes. So I was at UK for about 2.5 weeks in ICU, and they had a K-9 unit at my door because for the first 9 days, he was still out on the run. And he was a former employee. Well, he was an employee of UK at the time. So they had to, one, keep him outside of the hospital, and then, two, try to locate him so that they can get him arrested. However, when I came to, I realized I've come to find that I had chest tubes on both sides of my lungs. I wasn't told at that time, or if I was, I don't recall because I was so highly medicated, that I was paralyzed. But they wouldn't let me look at myself in the mirror, and I'm probably appreciative of that because of how swollen my actual body was. But from there, I was moved on to Cardinal Hill, which is a rehabilitation facility, and I was there for 90 days. And for that 90 days, I learned about paralysis, and I learned that I was paralyzed. I also learned that my life was never going to be the same. And with that, I had to be accepting of what my condition was at the moment. Which was, I would say, a challenge and a struggle. However, I was still ready to live through that. I knew that my life wasn't over.
April, how old were you at that time?
Mm-hmm.
How
old was I?
Uh-huh.
At that time, I was 43.
Okay.
So
you're kind of in the prime of your life, and you got a daughter.
Definitely.
to take care of too, right?
Exactly, and she was the first thing that came to my mind because, I can look back now and I can only say, gosh, I can only imagine how she felt that day, And I'm just grateful that I'm here to still be with her and, you know, help her guide, you know, just help her guide along the way.
Well, in fact, I think an exciting season in her life's coming up later this year. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. November the 12th, she's getting married.
Well, that is exciting. But all right, so you get that just unfortunate news of paralysis. And, you know, one of the things is I was preparing and we've had conversations and you've been on TV and articles just because it's such an inspirational story. You know, you said, I never asked why, I never cried about it. How have you been able to keep focused on moving forward and have hope?
Well, I tell you, I would say one thing that was strong prior to the shooting and even stronger today is my faith. Without that faith, I don't think I could have sustained life, and being able to be where I am today. I will say what has helped, I guess, kind of carry me through this passage is holding on to my faith, but also I have a couple of scriptures. I would say the first one is Psalms 23:4, and why this one is so powerful to me is because When I looked at him, I could see the devil in him, and I was not to fear him. So, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Has more power has a very powerful meaning to me. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God is always with me. God is always protecting me. And not that I just know it, I feel it, and I believe it. Without that, I don't know how I could process just everyday life, because if I continue to live in that moment, I couldn't be where I am today. So I live through my faith, and I allow it to carry me through each and every day.
Well, I love that you shared that. I thought that was a powerful statement. You said that, you know, because of my faith, I don't live in that painful moment. And I know there's been times in my life, and it's not been to the extreme of what you've dealt with, but I know in my own life, and I know with others that I've met with and counseled over my 20 years in ministry, that man, the enemy loves to keep us in that moment of pain and just heartache and discomfort, and wants to keep us hopeless, doesn't he? He wants us to stay in that moment, doesn't he?
Yes, exactly. He wants us to be in misery. Yep.
Well, I love that you chose not to. What's another scripture that has kind of helped you from God's word during this season?
Yes, so I have to say that this was my dad's mother's favorite scripture and my dad's favorite scripture and one of my favorites. It's Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The Lord shall not strike you by day nor by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this forth and forevermore. And, you know, I guess as a little girl, you don't really process what these verses mean to you or how to even process it. But as you become an adult, as you live life and go through different situations and have circumstances, it gives so much more meaning, and it makes you so much more powerful, because these verses become embedded in you, and you start to live your life in that way. You know, I will say those scriptures carried me through, but I will tell you, I had songs that I would actually sing to him, not saying that I could sing, but he knew exactly what I was doing, because his picture to me was the devil. And so when I would sing these songs to him, he couldn't deal with the words. And the singer is Leandria Johnson, and the first one is called Jesus, and the second one is called Struggle Not. So throughout that journey of the 5 years with him, you know, Jesus was a part of my life with him, and also Struggle Not when I was with him, because I knew Jesus was with me. I knew that I was going to be protected. I knew that I had to get away, but I also knew that I had to forgive before anything ever happened, because without that forgiveness, I was not going to have the strength to overcome anything that I was about to face. And I had no idea what that was, let alone being shot 5 times.
Well, to those that are listening today, whether it's live on the radio or through the podcast, I tell you, God's working this week, April. The programs that I did on Monday and Tuesday of this week were based on Psalm 121. And the title,
wow,
the two programs is "Where Does My Help Come From?" And now, you know, when we talked on the phone before this, I just said, you know, be willing to share some scriptures that have helped you, but had no idea what they were going to be. So for somebody listening today,
God,
I mean, this is 3 days in a row now that you have heard about Psalm 121. So I'm a little bit slow sometimes, so when God speaks to me, you know, bring something to my attention 3 times, I'm like, okay, God, I'm listening. So everybody, you know what I mean? And everybody that's listening, you need to read Psalm 121. You may feel like you're hopeless, but there really is strength and power in God's word, isn't there?
Yes, it is. And I had, like you said, we both had no idea that this was going to be the, you know, scripture that would complete the circle, so to speak.
I love it. Well, that's why I want to encourage people, and I've shared before on Hope Is Here that even though I was far from God in college, I would do my 1 hour on Sunday, but the other 167 hours were about me and my selfishness, and yet the scriptures I heard from the sermons on those Sunday mornings are some of the ones that I can quote today just from memory. So the Bible says that God's word, you know, will not return null or void, and that it is alive and sharper than a double-edged sword, and man, just as you hear April share that today, it's been true in my life and true in hers. April, obviously, you know, domestic violence, man, you've been a product of it. It almost took your life, but praise God, because of his protection, you survived. But in October 15th, share about you were speaking at a church and how that was a life-changing moment for you.
Yes, so this was my first speaking engagement, and, you know, I have to say that I was not a public speaker. I hated to speak in front of 2 people, let alone half the world, you know. So it was a learning experience, though, because I was trying to figure out, okay, what do I tell? Do I tell my story? Do I talk about domestic violence? And if I tell my story, how much information do I give them? And, you know, but one thing that continued to reiterate to me was I was there to teach. So I had to share my story so that I could share, you know, how I was going to deal with it how I dealt with it and what carries me through. And so anyway, as I was telling my story, I was actually defining every key word within domestic violence, and the sign was behind me and I didn't even know.
April, hold that thought. April, hold that thought.
Yeah.
I hate to cut you off, but unfortunately out of time. But the good news is April is going to be back with us tomorrow. We're going to hear the rest of this story and so much more. So join us again tomorrow for April Valentine. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Imagine a new career with a ringside seat to all the action. High-profile criminal trials, the House of Representatives and the Senate, major sporting events, and breaking news stories for TV. We're called court reporters, stenographers, captioners, speed texters, and real-time communication specialists. If you live in Kentucky, there's a free 6-week introductory to Steno Machine program on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. starting June 1st. Register for this free introductory class by calling or texting Tracy at 502-599-2125. That's 502-599-2125. Call or text today.